What a disaster of biblical proportions, Peter, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what? I've been going through the net trying to get realistic figures about exactly how much oil is coming out. And it's amazing the disparity you get all over the map, not just on what is coming out now, but the estimates about what is about to come out. As far as I can tell, BP has closed off one of the three major leaks. But House of Representatives people believe it's going to go up to as much as 40 to 60,000 gallons a day from the 5,000 gallons or so that's coming out now. And so it's just all over the map.
This is a disaster, not only for public relations, for those who support drilling in the Gulf, but it's an environmental disaster. Now, let's talk a little bit, Peter, if we can, biologically, what's going on there? What's getting affected?
Well, it could not have hit in really much of a worse place. The Alaska oil spill was very bad as well, but this one, in a way, is worse. Because you're dealing with a big body of water, the Gulf of Mexico, in which there isn't a great deal of circulation on the bottom. Because of this, the Gulf has already experienced over the last decade something that we call dead zones. It's not a Stephen King. It's an actual area where oxygen is completely removed from the water, killing all bottom life. And so you've got a situation where you have already a very nasty sort of fetid aquarium setup, where that oil cannot be broken up by a lot of bottom agitation. And worse yet, it is in a situation where you have very little oxygen, therefore bacteria that could otherwise help destroy it can't grow. So we're adding a really nasty whammy onto a body of water that has already taken a lot of hits. And the reason is dead zones are there is you have all this fertilizer coming down the Mississippi. The phosphates and nitrates are used up by algae in the water, and boom, dead bottom.
Now, they do a lot of shrimp harvesting in that area, too, don't they?
Well, they do, and that's in the very shallow water. Now, down deep, there's no oxygen left, so the shrimp are already gone. And yet, nevertheless, the shallows, because of the same Mississippi, because you have all this really rich shallow water fertilizer coming down in the mud of the surfaces, yes, you have an enormous amount of productivity. And that is just the real problem why this is such a double whammy. First, you have a low oxygen bottom. But secondly, let's look back at Alaska. When that oil hit the beach there, it was on rocks. And you see all these pictures of these guys with these great big scrubbers and steam hoses, and detergent, washing the rocks off. There's no rocks here. It's all mud. There's nothing to wash off. That oil hits the mud. It sinks into the mud. How do you clean it? You can pick up all the mud, but there isn't enough trucks in the world to carry all that mud away.
And you know what? The oil will stay there for how long?
Well, that's a great point. Right now, I've been going back. The biggest oil spill of all time was done by Saddam Hussein. And he let loose over 100 square miles of oil 5 inches thick. This still dwarfs, according to that. I mean, this is even the Alaska Valdez wasn't anywhere close to that. But Saudi Arabia, where most of that oil washed up on, it washed up on a very deserted beach, and no one has really followed that in the 20 years since. There's just really no sense of what has happened to that other than it appears to still be there. So I really don't see – I mean, decades are going to take place before there's an appreciable diminution of it, in, at least in the mud. In Alaska now, there's still a heck of a lot of oil sitting there. And in this particular case, I just really see this hurting the shrimp, at least, and the fish industry in a really already depressed economy for a very great long time.
You know, it convinces me, Peter, at how mankind, by screwing around, can do something that is so disruptive to the planet. I mean, what are they going to do next? Drill into the core of the planet and toss off our rotation or what?
Well, isn't it ironic that it just happened a month or so after President Obama decided, okay, let's open up drilling everywhere now.
Yeah.
We need the oil. You know, our representatives don't have the courage to go in and say, let's attack this foreign oil problem. Every administration says, this is a problem, let's fix it. And no one can. Maybe, I don't know, how many wake-up calls do we need?
You know what? Probably not too many, but for some reason, we just never seem to wake up, Peter.
Well, this is a bad one. This is going to hurt a lot. And in terms of biological remediation, we're making a lot of progress on, again, having bacteria help break down oil. But we're not there yet. It isn't as if we can take a magic bullet and dump it all over this, or, you know, take a little pill and fix it. I mean, that's just not in the cards on this one. And again, you're going to have your shrimp curry now, listeners, because the price of shrimp is just about to go out the window.
It is going to go through the roof. And if you eat shrimp that has a little oil flavor to it, don't eat.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, but it's possible. Peter, what percent? Do you know what percent of shrimp we get from the Gulf and other regions of this planet?
I do not. I certainly know that an awful lot of shrimp lately are coming out of aquaculture in various areas. But the Gulf is certainly the biggest reservoir of native marine shrimp. An awful lot of the stuff we're getting these days is coming out of really nasty freshwater pools. A lot are coming out of the Philippines. A lot are coming out of other tropical countries. But really the best tasting shrimp are marine shrimp. And this has been just Forrest Gump. You saw it in the movie.
Yeah.
Bubba Gump is going to have some real problems now, because this is going to just take the bottom out of our shrimp industry.
And that's not the only problem here, Peter. What about the coastlines, the beach fronts? How close will it get to, to the South Beach, Miami area? I mean, can all these places be affected?
Well, it depends on weather. Now, if we come rolling into we're out of hurricane season, thank goodness. Can you imagine if we had a hurricane then hitting this thing at the same time?
Yeah, but we're going into one, right? We're going into hurricane season June 1st.
Well, yeah, but it's still early May. I mean, the hope is that at the moment we can squeak through this and not get hit by an early one, because that would really change the whole thing. And again, I go back to the Alaska oil situation. There, the coastline is fairly steep. I've seen that place. You've got rocks and you've got beach, but then it goes up into a nice shingle and you've got higher ground. The problem with this whole Gulf area is that it is endless numbers of small streams, anastomosing. They're like this breakup reticular structure where you have hundreds or thousands and then tens of thousands of tiny little streams. The oil goes up every one of those streams with a little bit higher tide and a little bit lower tide, and then sinks into that mud. You don't have any purchase for cleaning it.
Well, yeah, I got to tell you, Peter, this whole thing is difficult to us to digest for a lot of people. You know, environmentalists specifically who just love this planet. You know, you, author of A Green Sky, Under a Green Sky and Life as We Do Not Know It. This has got to bother you too, huh?
Well, it does. And let's add one more thing to the equation. If, as we believe, this oil will be for a century there, because certainly all other oil spills have suggested that's the case, in the next century, we can expect a minimum of 3 feet of sea level rise. So we have it sort of, you know, on, at least it's only on the shoreline, we say, except with 3 feet of sea level rise, you pick up that oil and you start moving it inward. Year by year by year, we push that oil ever, ever inward as the sea rises. So you've got this really combination of nastiness. And guess what's causing the sea level to rise? The use of all the oil causing CO2 to go in the atmosphere. I don't know. It's almost grim humor, but oil is killing us with oil. Does that make sense?